Are you tired but wired, taking forever to fall asleep? Maybe struggling to turn off your brain? Well, it's time to switch your phone to Do Not Disturb, dim the screen, and get comfortable, because we're about to put you to sleep. Yep, that's right. Co-hosts Natalie Collar and Candice Fraser are about to tuck you in. This is A Restful Development, a podcast sharing plenty of actionable tips to get your mind and body ready for bed. Plus, in each episode, we will guide you in a journey to sleep. But be warned, this sleepy podcast does come with a disclaimer. You should only listen to A Restful Development when you're in bed, ready for sleep. Join me as we take a nourishing breath in, releasing breath out. Let's do this. Hello and welcome back to A Restful Development, your practical sleep podcast with a guided sleep meditation. In this episode, we are continuing to explore nighttime anxiety and its impact on your sleep.
Hello, Candice, and hello to our listeners. Nighttime anxiety is a very real thing, and it's something you struggle with, and, you know, hopefully you give last episode's tip a try and find some sensory item that has brought you to be mindful and induced kind of a relaxation. So let us know. We'd love to hear what your experience was with that.
Yeah, it really would be great to hear from our listeners about how you're going with your tips and tricks that we're sharing and getting yourself ready for sleep. I'm pretty sure everyone has experienced nighttime anxiety from time to time. Let's not get too deep here, but Natalie, would you like to explain a little bit about how anxiety works?
Sure thing. It's all thanks to an overactive amygdala in the brain, which is responsible for sensing danger. It's like the brain's version of a smoke detector. That's the best way I can put it. Once danger is perceived, it sends a signal to the body, engaging the sympathetic nervous system, which is kind of similar to an accelerator in a car.
Yeah.
It gets the nervous system all revved up and ready to take action. And that action is the fight, flight, and freeze response, which prepares us for danger and causes our body to release stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And these hormones then cause your heart to rate, your heart rate to accelerate, your blood pressure to rise, and blood to divert from your internal organs to your limbs.
Yeah. And if there is a real threat or stressful event, this automated internal process is brilliant. It really wakes up the brain and body and gives you a little boost that it needs to handle that real threat.
Oh, exactly, Candice. The problem with anxiety, though, is there isn't a true threat or stressor that needs attending to. The brain is stuck in drive mode, so you get easily triggered by an event, person, memory, some seemingly random thought. A feeling or a body sensation. There's no stressor to overcome or life to save, but the body is flooded with the sense something needs to be done. And anxiety can be worse at night because we have no distractions from our anxious thoughts, which are there in the day, but there's just too much noise, to bring your attention to them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. At night, laying in bed, we just don't have as many distractions, keeping our mind away from the what ifs or should haves or could haves or the self-judgment. You know, it's really so interesting that the body's fight, flight, and freeze response can't tell the difference between an actual threat in front of you or you're simply thinking about in your mind. The brain is such a complex organ, which is really why we need to keep it fit with things like mindfulness and meditation.
I think a tip our tip for this episode is a simple mindfulness exercise. In our last episode, we focused on a sensory awareness experience. This time, we are extending that a little bit. I'll ask people to take a few deep, slow breaths and pay attention to the breath as you inhale and exhale. Bring your concentration to what you are doing in the present. What do you see, hear, or smell?
Yeah, and really lean into what you notice. What do you see when you really look? Or what do you hear when you really listen? What do you smell when you really, really smell? And what do you notice when you really focus on your breath?
It's a great technique. And when we do this activity, it has a beautiful way of slowing everything down and bringing in a feeling of calm and comfort, which is exactly what the brain needs when it's in panic mode.
I
urge everyone to give it a go. And remember, the more practice, that you give this, the better you'll become at it, at being mindful and strengthening the brain's attention muscle. And I think that means, Candace, it's time for sleep.
Yes.
We hope you enjoy the next meditation. And we will be back in a fortnight's time with the next installment.
Taking a moment to really settle into your body. Melting into your comfortable bed. Readjusting your position so that you do just feel so, so comfortable. Gently closing your eyes. And setting the intention that this is your time for sleep. This is your time to let go, unwind, and fall asleep. Starting to really notice how your body feels against your bed. Noticing the texture of your sheets. The softness of your pillow. Maybe even noticing the weight of a sheet or a blanket over the top of you. And with your eyes closed, just noticing what you can see behind your eyelids. Is there color or light? Maybe complete darkness. Just being curious about what you can see behind your closed eyelids. Taking a moment to take three nourishing deep breaths and releasing on the exhale. Letting go. Gently allowing your body to relax now. Consciously moving your awareness throughout your body and giving each part of your body permission to relax, to
to let go, to unwind. Muscles softening. Joints relaxing. Your awareness moving inside. Coming in to your toes. Letting them relax. Your feet, the soles of your feet, your ankles. Relaxing, softening. Coming to your fingers, the palms of your hands, your thumbs, the backs of your hands, even your wrists. Giving them permission to relax, to let go. And just noticing as your feet and your hands continue to relax more and more. Notice how this sensation of relaxation feels for you. Maybe your hands and feet are becoming heavier or lighter. Maybe softer. Just noticing. Gently bringing that feeling of relaxation up and into your shoulders and right through your neck. Maybe even imagining circular massaging happening right through your neck and shoulders. Loosening that tension. Letting go of that resistance. Massaging in, relaxing, softening. And that circular massaging sensation moving all through your neck, down your neck, across your shoulders, the top of your back. Really taking your time here to embrace and accept that relaxation. Maybe you notice some tight spots. Just allowing that massaging sensation to sit on those tight spots for a little longer. Unwinding that tension, loosening it, softening it so you can just let it go. Let it go. Maybe you even want to stretch your neck just a touch now, just to release any residual tension. And settling back comfortably into your bed, to your pillow. And just noticing what that relaxation, that softening feels like in your neck and across your shoulders. And gently coming up to your temples. This is another place we store so much tension. Bring that loving massaging sensation up to your temples now. That circular motion, feeling it, sensing it. Massaging, unwinding. Noticing how the tension in your temples can just melt away. Now bringing your awareness to your whole body. Just noticing if there's one part of your body that just needs a little bit more extra attention. More awareness, more attention to relax, to unwind, to let go. Gently coming to that part of your body with loving awareness and letting that part relax, let go. Maybe that part needs some massaging as well. Or maybe that part just needs some kind words. Taking some moderately deep breaths now. Noticing your body relax in more and more to relaxation with each exhale. And then bringing your breath back to a rate and depth feels comfortable and right for you. And just knowing that if you find your mind wandering or getting bored or distracted, that's okay, it happens. When you become aware of that happening, gently letting go of those thoughts and bringing your awareness back to your breath, your loving breath. When you're ready, gently visualizing yourself on the edge of a pond, a beautiful pond. Noticing the color of the water. Noticing the gentle sounds of the water moving ever so slowly. Gently. Noticing what it is that separates you and the pond. Is there grass, dirt, pebbles, sand? Just noticing. Noticing the smell of this beautiful clean air. The breeze on your skin. Maybe you notice the sound of some birds in the distance. The breeze flowing through the leaves and trees. Taking a moment to just take in this beautiful, tranquil pond. Looking around, connecting. Just inviting in the tranquil feeling, the sense of calm, relaxation. Of this beautiful space, allowing that restful energy to come into your body. Your body relaxing more and more as you gently lay down. Noticing surprisingly how comfortable this surface is to lay down on. And Mother Nature gently creates a beautiful safe space for you to relax, to breathe in this beautiful, tranquil energy. as your body becomes more and more relaxed, calm, peaceful, restful. Drifting into sleep. Letting go. Letting go. The sound of the water in the background trickling gently, calmly. Birds in the distance. So peaceful. So safe. Dreaming. Drifting, falling asleep, relaxing, letting go more and more and more, that inner calm consuming your whole body. Maybe your body feels like it's floating, so soft. Maybe it feels like you're floating on a cloud. So relaxed, calm, peaceful. Sound of the water in the background, the gentle loving breeze on your skin, the tranquility seeping more and more into your body, letting go, letting go, letting go. Eyelids becoming so heavy and asleep. You're falling asleep, dreaming, drifting, falling asleep. So relaxed, so calm. Dreaming, drifting, falling asleep, relaxing, letting go. Body becoming so light as you're drifting, dreaming, dropping off to sleep. Relaxed, calm, letting go. Letting go. Dream. dreaming, drifting, falling asleep, letting go. Releasing, falling asleep. Sleeping.